Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Kid Starfella from the Starfella Music Group. And you're now in the mix with Miss P. Got y'all on deck with the hottest radio station on the internet airwaves. Into Radio. Let's spin it.
Hey, babies. It's your girl, Miss P. And I am loving the topic today. Okay, and I had to pause for a minute because I had to, like, smile thinking about that topic. So this is the first time that I ever had sex as, like, a major topic on a show, so I'm pretty excited about it. So for all those that's tuning in for the first time and all our continued listeners, I hope that you guys oblige us by calling in and asking questions. And basically, if you camera shy, as they say, then we have an interactive chat room, and you definitely can log into there and basically, you know, voice your opinion there, and I'll read it live on the air. So on tonight's show, we have Lady Twinkles, really an amazing person, hard worker. She's very grounded, and she's doing a damn thing, so I'm totally hyped to have her on the show tonight, and I can't wait to start talking to her so we can see what she has up her sleeves as far as knowledge to help us expand in life as far as that's concerned, and what she has in her goodie bag, which is more of my concern, because for all y'all that know me, y'all know how I do. So basically, I'm just trying to see what she has in that goodie bag, okay? For those that need the sex advice, you know, hey, I may need some with toys I want, but I don't think I need any advice on that as far as, like, consultation-wise. But for those that do, please feel free to call in at 818-495-6975, and that's live. We have a few minutes before Lady Twinkle is live on the air, and I had a lot of great people send me some tracks today in retrospect of me playing them. And I'm going to just have to try to, like, mix it up a little bit because there's a couple of songs that we all are familiar with that kind of coincides with tonight's show. So we're just going to take it from there. So this one is called Secret by Diamond Dallas. Listen in and let me know what you guys think.
A secret. I just wanna be the only freak that you sneak out and creep with on a weekend. Do it till your face turns blue. Do it till the checks come through. I got what it takes to make it feel good to you. Make a dream come true, and you can be my friend. such a turn on. The type of role playing you gon' get you turned on. Classes in session, I'ma teach you a lesson. Let me go and get my secret weapon. Ready, set, go, baby, don't let go. I'ma get it poppin', put the show on the road. We can take a walk from the shower to the floor. Hope you ain't shy, cause the camera's on the roll. Turn it all around, cause it can't go wrong. I can make your body talk all night long. You just looking good, I'ma keep it good for ya. Call me when you're ready, I'm over the scoop, yeah. On the phone, fantasizing about what I can do. I can be a dream come true. And you can be my freak. And I promise to keep it a secret. Oh, promise. I just wanna be the only freak that you sneak out and creep with. On a weekend, we do it till your face turn blue. Till the days come through, yeah. I got what it takes to make it feel good to you. Oh, I have developed a fetish, yeah, for your body, yeah. I promise never to tell it, no, not to nobody. Listen, I'm a 80s baby and I keep it old school. Ain't nobody business what we came here to do. I'ma keep it low, but you gotta keep it real. No matter what, baby, keep your lips sealed. And you can be my freak. And I promise to keep it a secret.
I promise.
Oh, promise. I just wanna be the only freak that you sneak out and creep with. On a weekend. Do it till your face turn blue. Do it till the days come through. I got what it takes to make it feel good for you. Oh, yeah. You can be my freak. Promise to keep it a secret. Oh, promise. I just wanna be the only freak that you sneak out and creep with. On a weekend, do it till your face turn blue. Yeah. Do it till the jakes come through. Yeah. I got what it takes to make it feel good to you. Oh, I have developed a fetish. Yeah, for your body. I promise never to tell it, no, not to nobody. Listen, I'm an 80s baby and I keep it old school. Ain't nobody business what we came in here to do. I'ma keep it low, but you gotta keep it real. And no matter what, baby, keep your lips sealed. And you, and I promise to keep it a secret.
Yay, so that was Diamond Dallas, and that's called Secret. And the reason why I chose that particular song to play tonight, because it has everything to do with what we're talking about tonight. So without further ado, let's get Lady Twinkle on the line. Lady Twinkle, is that you?
Yes, it is. Hello, good night, everyone.
Good night to you, and good evening, and good morning, and good day, or whatever.
Everything.
You know?
Everything.
We just got to cover all of the salutations, because somewhere it's morning for someone.
Oh, definitely. I must say that I like Diamond Dallas. I need to speak to her. We have to use that as one of my theme songs from now on. That was nice.
Yeah, definitely. I love that track. She actually has a CD out. I'll send you the information for that. I bought the entire CD, every song on there. It's like one of those CDs that you could just, like, basically pop in and listen to the whole thing.
Nice. Because, you know, we're not getting a lot of those these days, so that's a good thing.
It's definitely one-hit wonders, you know, and they're making it. And there's people struggling
every
day that have better talents, you know, but that's another topic, another day. So, first off, I just want to, you know, thank you for coming on the show tonight. You know, I'm over here blushing, grinning, because I'm all excited. I can't wait to hear what you have to talk about. So let's just, like, kind of start off a little bit about your background and, you know, what you do and who's Lady Twinkles.
Well, Lady Twinkles is Caribbean bred and born in Trinidad. And I think it all started when I realized that sex was not as bad as it was made out to be. But should be done with the understanding that there are consequences and repercussions for everything. So unless you're an adult, unless you're able to make certain decisions and deal with the consequences, really and truly you should stay away from it. But then, you know, friends of mine just, you know, weren't as open as I was. And I, back then, remember when 42nd Street was really all about the sex toys and everything else that came along with it? I was one of those younger women that would go to 42nd Street and, you know, inquire. And so the friends of mine that wouldn't go, they'll ask me to pick up some stuff for them. And that's how it started.
Right. Right. Those scaredy cats, for all those are listening in right now that were scared, you're scaredy cats, you know. I would have been happy to go down there to look, to see what I wanted.
Well, the thing is, and it has a lot to do with upbringing. It has a lot to do with a lot of things. Some people are shy.
Right.
Some people may not know exactly what to look for. And that's where I come in. I'm actually the down-to-earth person who you can ask anything, but don't be afraid to get the response.
Right, definitely. So I have a few questions, you know, because, yeah, I just want to hear everything you have to say, definitely. So, you know, as far as, like, let's just kind of touch on the sex toys a little bit, because that's what I've been waiting for all night, you know, and then we can get that all out the way.
Okay.
So with the sex toys, when it comes to sex toys, you know, how can one, you know, buy a sex toy for their partner? Because I don't, you know, you have to be aware that some people are actually jealous of their mate using or bringing or insinuating or whatever, bringing that stuff to the bedroom. So what do you suggest, you know, if you wanted to just go buy your mate, you know, a toy? Like, how would you, you know, tell someone to go about it?
Well, what you need to do is you have to make yourself comfortable. You have to be comfortable, and you have to have that conversation. What happens typically is, people who have the toys, they hide them, and they don't want to share it or show it to their partners. So, of course, if, you know, let's say if you're in a heterosexual relationship and the guy, he knows that you have a toy and you're spending a little bit more time with the toy than you are with him or her, then, of course, that person would get jealous. The goal is not to make that person jealous. You want to incorporate them in. You want them to be able to, you know, try the stuff with you. You can teach them how to use it and how to make you feel good by helping out with what's going on. You know, the thing is, a lot of people, they think bad or it's disrespectful if they bring it to the bedroom with them and their partner, but they'll realize soon enough that their partner may actually enjoy it. Plus, there's toys for couples. You know, there are stuff that you can use by yourself, but then there's also stuff that you can use with your partner, and those we can actually get into at another time.
Right, but hey, I'm interested in everything right now at this time, so I mean,
okay.
I'm sure that there's people that's listening too as well. You know, you can totally, like, you know, once you answer the questions,
we can get into a little bit more detail.
Yeah, definitely. This is what
okay.
it's about tonight.
Okay.
We're educating our listeners.
Okay. One of the items that I love, well, not me per se, anytime you hear me make reference to case studies, that's just my subtle way of saying that I tried it, but I don't want everybody to know about it. So I always make reference to case studies occasionally. So now everyone knows.
Right, exactly. It's
word,
public.
A case study, you know, okay, that's probably on Twinkle's special list, and maybe that's an item that I want to really look into. One of the items that I love, and it's very small, it's simple to start it off with, and it's usually a conversation starter, is the silver bullet. And you can use the silver bullet with anyone, male, female, it doesn't matter. And there's the single bullet, there's the double bullet, there's a couple of different things that you can use with the bullet, but the silver bullet is the simplest way to introduce your partner to your sex game. And if you
right.
don't have one in your repertoire right now, you need to get one. Because whenever I do shows, I'll teach you how to use the bullet, not only by yourself, but let's say you're in a heterosexual relationship. I'm going to show you how, as a female, you put it in, and then you have the guy going after. Not only does he get that really great sensation from the vibration, but he gets to interact with you. You can start off simple. You can give it to your partner and have them do the work. Why should you do all the work? Have them do the work. Have them play with you while using the bullet. And that's very simple. I think everyone in the world should at least have one or two, maybe depending on the day of the week, three bullets in their repertoire.
Right, right. Multiple colors, one for the seasons, one for, the months.
And believe it or not, yes, you can go and you can get a lot of these things online. You can get it in different places. But a little more spice, and Lady Twinkles is known to have some of the best prices in the market. Because my goal is not necessarily to get rich off of this stuff, but it's to educate people and to add a little bit of spice, add a little smile to all
mm-hmm.
of my clients.
Exactly. And I'm sure they're smiling after having a bullet for every day of the week. Okay? Seriously.
There's other things that you can do also. For women, you can use Benoit balls, which are actually for Kegel exercises, which help you. But you get pleasure from it. A lot of women do get pleasure from it. Even though it's helping you to strengthen those muscles, you're actually enjoying it at the same time. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Look, you hear me, right? I'm like,
I know. But then, if you want to go back a little bit also, you can start off simple. Start off with some massage oil, with some lube. A lot of times some people complain that they may be a little drier down there. And so you want to be able to use some type of lubrication that not only does the job you want it to do, which is to moisten, but sometimes you want a little bit of heat. You want to add something that with every touch it heats up and gives that extra nice, warm feeling where it's supposed to. And in addition to that, you can get stuff that is tasting good. So you can lick and enjoy and really have a good time with the products while it's helping you.
Right. So I'm going to stop you for a second because I get cursed out regularly on shows because sometimes the phone lines are lit up and I can't take every call and I don't like to kind of jump in the middle and stop the interview like I'm doing now. But I'm going to take one call. This call is from 404 area code. Caller, you on the line with Miss P and Lady Twinkles. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm awesome. Thank you. What's your name and where you calling from?
My name is Shari. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hi, Shelly, all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. How are you tonight?
Hi, Shari. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm listening to this station because apparently my sister is on your station talking about her sex toy.
Apparently, right?
Apparently. Yeah. And,
exactly.
And I actually have a question for Ms. Twinkles.
Yes.
Well, Ms. Twinkles, for those of us that are considered prudes and don't like toys, what do you suggest that we do to spice up our marriage life?
Okay. Well, for those of you who are not really into the toys, there's a lot of other things you can try. There are rose petals, which a lot of times people think that these things are old-fashioned. And, when am I going to find the time to do, go into the whole romance side of it and use the rose petals and the wine glasses and all that stuff. But you have to make time. We make time to go to work. We make time to go to school. We make time to hang out with our friends. But we're not making enough time to devote to our partners and our relationships. So you want to do simple things. I carry something called romantic rose petals. And, yes, you can go to a store, and, yes, you can buy, fresh roses, and that's great. However, you're going to suffer the consequences of dealing with dirty sheets and stuff stuck all over your body. So with the romantic rose petals, what that does, it offers you that rose petal, but you can add a little twist to it. Let's say if you know your partner likes a certain fragrance. You can add the fragrance to the rose petals and smell up the room. Give them what they need and what they want. In addition to rose petals, you can do things like you use lube. You can have something called honey dust, which is honey made in the form of a dust that you can sprinkle all over, and it's edible.
Wow.
So, you know, very simple things that we can use, aside from the toys. You could also use it, let's say, if you're not into the toys per se, but you're into a little bit more play. Do something interesting. Let's say you wanted to go to Hawaii and you couldn't. You go to the discount store, buy those little coconuts, buy, let's say, like a grass skirt, and when they come home from work, you're just cooking and going about your business and, like, nothing is wrong. But you're half naked in grass skirt and a coconut bra. Okay, so little things like that, it makes it interesting. It keeps that spice alive. But, you know, you're not going completely out of your way, and you may not introduce the toys into it. But it's not just about toys. It's about communication. People don't realize you can actually sit down with your partner, cross your legs, or just sit facing each other. And simple things like touching of the earlobes is such a turn-on, but most of us don't realize that. You know, a sensual massage. That usually goes a long way. And trust me, I haven't had a sensual massage that ended at a sensual massage, if you get my drift.
I see. Well, Ms. Twinkles, so much information. I think I'll go home and try that.
Oh, thank you. Let me know how it goes. My number is 347-512-8123. Or you can hit me up on Twitter. It says LadyTwinkles69. Okay? And I hope to hear from you, Miss Sherry.
Well, thank you, Miss Twinkle.
And thank you for coming to the show.
Thank you.
Have a great one.
Bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Yeah, so that was awesome, you know, and actually very, very good suggestions, you know, because a lot of people, believe it or not, world, are really, really scared to, you know, really come out of their shell. For whatever reasons, after they've been with their lover, husband, partner, whatever you want to call it, boyfriend, girlfriend, cat, dog, for like 80 years. And some people are still afraid to get undressed in front of the person they've been sleeping with forever.
But you see, the thing with that, Miss B, is a lot of times people are ashamed of themselves for whatever the reason. A lot of times the insecurities that we face in relationships is not from that relationship. It could stem from a lot of different things in our past that we have not confronted. And until we confront those things and narrow down what is the problem, our sex life is going to continue to suffer. So, you know, we have to we have to look past just the sex. We have to get into the sensuality of it all. And once we do that, then we can actually enjoy our relationships and our sensuality a lot more. And I wanted to touch on something. You mentioned if we're in a relationship for a long period of time. Yes, if you're in a relationship for a long period of time, you tend to get boring. And that's bad.
It's horrible.
We get complacent. We get accustomed to the person. But there are things that you can use to actually change the way that you make love or you have that relationship with your partner. Perfect example. Ladies, I'm going to give you a little secret. There's an item that I carry that actually makes you tighter. Must be.
Right. Like, like I was like, okay, let me think about this.
Yes.
It took a minute for it to settle in, but I'm really into that, so please continue, because who don't want
what
it tighter?
What happens is after a period of time, if you're with your partner for a certain length of time, you guys get accustomed to each other's feel, each other's, you know, everything about each other. So what happens is, you know, you start wanting something different. He feels, you know, a particular way. She feels a particular way. You know, it's nothing really spectacular. Yes, you can flip off of chandeliers and, you know, call me if you need to know how to do that. You can have the stripper poles in your bedroom. Oh, and I have a couple of those. And, you know, you can try other things. However, when you land or when you reach that final destination or on your way to that destination, it's not as wow as it used to be. So there's an item, take everyone get their pens out, there's an item called China Shrink Cream. And what it does, it's made out of a product called alum, which shrinks you. So you put it in, and it'll tighten you up. Now, ladies, the catch is, when you put it in, don't tell them. Don't walk around telling everybody. That's between you and me.
Okay.
And deny until you turn blue. And they'll never ask you why you feel so tight. Trust me on that. They will never ask you why. But they sure as hell will enjoy it. Because no matter what, it'll feel different. So as soon as it feels different, they're like, what's going on here? And you can, you know, tell a little lie and say, well, it's because you got bigger. I mean, who's going to complain about that?
Right, exactly. But you know, in some cases, Lady Twink.
Pardon me?
I'm sorry, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, but we don't offer just stuff for the women. We offer stuff for the men. And a lot of times,
okay.
I think this industry focuses so much on women that we seem to forget our men. Men have
yes,
things too. Men wanna enjoy stuff too, and help out. So let's say, for example, if you have a partner who doesn't last as long as he would like to, or as you would like him to, there are also items that we carry in the form of gels, in the form of, you know, different items that you can actually use, and, you know, have him going like a stallion, like the Energizer Bunny. Keep going and going and going. But then don't complain that he's going too long, and don't call me to complain about that. Just enjoy it.
Right. Now, there's been some cases because, you know, as females, you know, we talk to each other. We tend to rely on certain females in our lives with certain information
mm-hmm.
that's personal. And I've, you know, had tons of conversations with a particular, you know, friend of mine, and she says that no matter what she does at the end of the day, because I was telling her, hey, why don't you dance for him? You know, he's used to you cooking him dinner. He's used to you washing his clothes. He's used to you keeping a clean house. You know, things of that nature. It's so repetitive. Like you say, people get bored. And when you start lacking the things that you need in at home, this is where sometimes people use that as an excuse to go out there and do their thing and find somebody that's more agile to give it up and do other things that you're not doing. So she kind of agreed with me. So she went through, like, so many extremes to try to, like, spruce it up, change her hair, you know, change her clothing, change stuff around, buy little sexy nighties, the music, the candles, the rose petals, the whatever. And this guy just refused to snap out of it. So when people are in situations like that, what do you suggest them do at that point?
Well, at that point, more than just, you know, the performance is necessary. At that point, you need a conversation. Because if men are visual creatures, and if for some reason you're doing all the visuals and they're not biting, then you have to figure out exactly what it is that they want to see. The first thing women do is they change their hair. But he likes you for a reason. He wants to be with you for a reason. Chances are he probably likes your look. So going that drastic and changing your hair for someone else is not necessarily the way to go. A lot of times you make adjustments for other people, but they can actually see that you're unhappy with the changes that you made trying to please them. So I think what people need to do is start making yourself happy, because when you're happy, your partner and the people around you can tell. You can pretend that you're happy. A lot of us walk around all day with pretending that we're happy with a situation when we're actually not. Deep down, our subconscious know that we're not. So you can try and fool the outside world, but internally you can't fool them. So you need to get to know your partner. Know what they like. Know what they don't like. You know, I mean, if and understand that the last relationship is different from the current one. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say, for example, you're with a person, and the person they were with before, got turned on when they sucked on their elbow. And they came into your relationship constantly sucking on your elbow, and you have no idea why the hell they keep doing it. Until eventually you, like, so frustrated, you're like, why do you keep sucking on my elbow? Oh, well, I thought it turned you on. Who told you that? You need
right.
to find out from the person that you're with what turns them on. And it's a simple question. And if you're too shy to ask that question, remember the days when you used to write on a paper, would you like to be my boyfriend or girlfriend? Check yes or no.
Yes.
You can
or
you
maybe.
Can write note. Yes, yes, no, or maybe. You can write a note to the person. Tell me what would turn you on tonight. And trust me, they'll give you a book. Tell the things that they want you to do. You know, hang off the fire escape, you know, wear a thong on your head. It all depends on what they want. And if that means that you're going to change those simple things for that person, then that's great, but make sure you're happy with it. However, if you're trying everything under the sun and this person is not flinching, chances are they are no longer interested in being in a relationship with you.
Amen.
But you won't, they probably don't know how to say it. They don't know how to come out and not hurt your feelings by saying it. But they're doing themselves and you an injustice. Because you're not happy. You're trying everything to please them. They're not happy. They don't know what to do to please you. And you guys are butting each other in the head, which makes no sense. You know, maybe it's time to call it quits. And I am all for people working out their relationships as long as they can. And if they can't, maybe intervention is necessary. Because sometimes with some of my clients, the husband may not be able to tell the wife what he wants, but he can tell me.
Right.
And with his permission, I will tell her. I'll change it around in the way I deliver it. Or she may not be able to tell him that he's not fulfilling certain needs that and desires she has.
Right.
So sometimes, intervention may be required, but that's something that, you know, you need to figure out. And then if push comes to shove, you give me a call and we could always discuss it.
Right, exactly. So someone sent me a question on Facebook, and they wanted to know if can you get infections from using sex toys? And that is just really kind of common sense, like yes.
Yes.
You can get
infections from anything that you put anywhere on your body, especially if you're not cleaning them. And, you know, I've heard of people, I must say I have been blessed in the years that I've been doing this business that once people follow my instructions, they follow the directions that I give, and they use common sense when dealing with toys and sensual items. You know, we have not had anyone with, let's say, God forbid, yeast infections or any of those things. Because a lot of the products that I particularly like to use, or at least would recommend for the case studies, those products, you know, I usually let people try them. And then the company that I work, that I deal with, they spend a lot of time making sure that my stuff is hypoallergenic.
Right.
You know, not only so much that, you want to spend time cleaning your items. You must clean them. You're not going to take a toothbrush off the floor and put it in your mouth. Same concept. You want to clean them. And, yes, there's lots of products that you can get to clean them, but I'll give you one of my favorite items. It's called vinegar and water. It's the easiest, most cost-effective, most natural way to clean your products, ensure that they're clean, and make sure that you're not going to get any type of infections from them.
Definitely. So I just want to thank that person for, you know, sending us that question. Is definitely a legit
much.
Question, and definitely now do you know? Now you hear it, and I had no idea that vinegar and water was so effective when it came down to cleaning sex toys. But that's really a cost-effective situation for me because I have a gallon in my kitchen now, so I'm good to go for a little while. No,
Okay. Well, listen,
exactly.
I, my case studies have gallons, too. Don't worry about it.
So when people are out there, okay, kind of touching back on the sex toys things, because, you know, you said you had things for, you know, the couples as well. When people are out there researching and looking for a particular item, how could one, with all of us being diverse in character, really know which item resonates with them? With, like, how would they go about, you know, achieving one that's the right fit?
So I like that whole personal interaction. So a lot of times I recommend people, if you're unsure about anything, you call me or you text me or you email me or you Facebook me or now Twitter me. And, you know, I'm very, very, I'm always available. I at least try to make myself as available as possible. And I actually have a lot of the information already. So you'll be skipping a step. Instead of you sitting in front of a computer trying to figure out exactly what will work for you, you can simply make a phone call or send me a message and I will respond. And because of the fact that I have such a diverse client base, it makes it easier for me to, you know what may click with you. And then we're having that communication. We're having that conversation as to what your likes and your dislikes are. Because what may work for one person is not going to work for someone else. What may make you climax very easily will take an hour of somebody else trying to figure it out.
Absolutely.
So you have to know, you have to, and this is where knowing your body comes in. If you don't know your body, stop expecting someone else to know it for you.
Okay, I hear that. No, seriously, though, do y'all hear that? Because it's true. That's a very, very true statement. Because in all honesty, you know, not to put my business out there like that, but, you know, since we're on the topic and I like to keep it real, you know, like I just recently, you know, yeah, as old as I am, Lady Twinkles, I just finally came into my case studies not too long ago. So basically, you know, all of this is like kind of new for me. But I'm not against it. And I used to be for so many years like, what? Never. Get out of here. That's disgusting. Why do I need that? No way. You know, it was like I was hell-bent on not bringing any of that stuff anywhere near me. It was just like I just would lose my mind. But now I'm just like, where's my batteries? No. Who moved my batteries? Okay. I just bought 10 packs yesterday. Like, what happened?
Child, you need to stop spending so much money on batteries and get some rechargeable ones, okay? Get the rechargeable ones. They last longer.
You know, when you're doing case studies for ladies out there that can relate or whatever, like, when you're doing case studies, you definitely need to be stocked up, you know? You need to just take the whole weekend to stay in the house and just get to know yourself. Personally,
yes,
seriously.
I concur. The problem is that a lot of women, believe it or not, don't know how to make themselves relax. They don't know how to make themselves get to that final destination. But they want someone else to do it for them. And if the person is not doing it correctly, then they're mad. It's like, how could you be mad? You don't even know how to do it yourself. You know, so I think people need to really take some time and explore their body. There's so many women who have never, like, laid in front of a mirror and just looked at the beautiful gifts that they have, which, you know, men get to look at it. They get to appreciate it. Your partner gets to appreciate it, but you don't. And that's so mind-boggling to me. You know, and the insecurities have to stop with us. Once you realize, you know what, every curve on my body serves a purpose. And if I can't appreciate it, then why do I believe that anyone else will? You know, spend some time with yourself. And I'm not saying to, you know, quit work and stay home for a month and lock yourself in a room and then say that Miss Twinkles told you to do a case study.
Like, I need a letter home. I need a letter, Miss Twinkles. I need you to save and sign and document that.
Letters.
Okay.
I don't think that I'm saying that it's a medical condition. I don't. But, you know, take some time for yourself. When you go away on vacation, we plan everything else, but we don't plan time for ourselves. Even our men. Our men are not even spending time relaxing. You know, they go out there, the hustle and bustle, the grind of it all, and at the end of the day, they go home and they're still hustling and bustling. So when are they going to take some time for themselves? When are people just going to take time to enjoy themselves?
Exactly.
You know, and they'll realize
that,
you know what? Mm-hmm.
No, I was going to say, on that note, that, you know, talking about men, you know, because like you said, it's always when it comes to sex, it's always about the woman. So let's kind of gear towards the guys a little bit, because there's a lot of men out there that, you know, that don't even know where to begin on how to be intimate with their women. And that's where, you know, I feel like they lack at, because so many men, like, say, for instance, prime example, you go buy a new negligee, just bought it, spanking new. You know, and then you get in the bed or you pull it out on that special moment, and all he does is take it off you, not even admire it on you, not even notice that it's new. And then once it comes up again, it's like, where did you get this from? Like, hello? You know what I'm saying?
Well,
like, where did this come from? Who bought this for you?
That's a good and bad thing, though.
Okay, elaborate.
Taking it off really quickly, because I'm a strong believer in supporting the men. A lot of women get mad at me for this, but, you know, I can understand where he's coming from. Damn it, if you bought it and you're looking good in it, why shouldn't he just try to grab it off of you? Because he wants,
right.
His ultimate goal is to get the candy that you're offering. He doesn't care about the wrapping. He doesn't care about the wrapper. He just wants to get to that candy, you know, like the Tootsie Roll.
Right.
But,
you know, how many sucks it takes to get to the bottom?
Right, to the middle of the Tootsie Roll or something like that. But it's up to you. Yeah, let's say yes, you go out there and you buy a nice lingerie. You want to make sure that you don't just wait until you get in the bedroom to put it on. You don't wait until, you know, it's that moment where he's probably going to see you and hot and bothered that you decide that, oh, okay, well, did you notice my new lingerie? No. You put it on before. You tease. The problem is there's no foreplay. There's no teasing. There's no, you know, you can look but you can't touch and run away.
Mm-hmm.
You
right.
know, you have to make sure. If your ultimate goal is to make sure he enjoys that lingerie, well, then don't just give him all at once and only wait to show it to him when you get in the bedroom. Walk past him as he's watching TV and just continue with what you're doing. It's all in the teasing. And it'll go a long way. You won't feel like you wasted time. You won't feel like you've spent money and bought something and he doesn't even appreciate it. He'll appreciate it, especially if you're teasing him. So you want to take that time to do that foreplay stuff. You know, you want to, you know, have perfect example. Cut the back off of one of your pants. And I usually say this at my shows. Cut the back out of one of your, if you have nice assets. I have really nice assets, by the way. But if you have nice assets, you want to cut a hole in the back of an old pants and just walk around the house like nothing is wrong. And they'll see it. They'll take a double take and be like, ooh, damn. Okay? But, and for guys, you want to cut the front out of one of his shorts. Cut, you know, if he has boxer briefs on, just cut a hole in it. Get an old one. Don't use a new one and then say it's my fault. But, you know, little things like that to tease. It's all in the teasing. You're supposed to at least have a couple of orgasms from just teasing before you get to where you need to go. But people don't do that. They just, as soon as she put on the lingerie and then bend over and expect it to be over and done with. But you didn't put in any work. So you want to be able to put in the work and, you know, tease just a little bit. Okay, ladies and gentlemen?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You just want to take your time. Take your time with that.
Yeah.
So we're going to
understand that not every day you can take your time, because there's some days when you just want to, you want to quickly.
you want to just go crazy with it.
You just
want to
go crazy, get it out of the way, and, you know, oh, I could go to sleep now.
Right.
But for those days that you want that romance, that you want to feel that little extra special moment, it takes doing the work. You know,
exactly.
And as far as the men are concerned, believe it or not, men are a lot more sensual than women think they are.
Right.
Because a lot of my clients are men.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
They'll come and they'll get the items for their girls and their wives and their loved ones. And they're the ones who are sitting down with me more than the women to get ideas, to get information. And, you know, they're the ones who's calling me and coming to me a lot more than the ladies. But then he'll probably come to me and go through all the stuff and go crazy and get all this beautiful stuff to go home and try. And he'll get home, and as soon as he opens the door, she's like, nya, 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 nagging. So that'll turn anyone off. So at that point, you
definitely
put everything back in the car and go inside and sit and flop down and be pissed off.
Exactly. But we're going to take a little break for a second, and we're going to follow back up with that because I have, like, a lot of questions for that whole thing. And, you know, I'm really enjoying your insight on everything, and I hope everyone is as well. If you want to call in and ask, you know, Lady Twinkles anything, because as you see, she's an open book, and I'm loving it. It's 818-495-6975. I want to kind of throw a song out there because, you know, people – they can get, you know, a little, like, restless with a bunch of talking.
Yeah.
So we just want to mix it up a little bit. And this one is called Prom Night by the 8th graders. Enjoy.
Touch you, baby. I talk in your ear, baby. Come here. I wrap in my arms around you slowly, and baby, it's all that beat calls. All you gotta do, girl, if you let me know.
No. Thank you. lady on my hands. Real talk, slow dance. This is gonna be that slow jam. Low my, you a winner. Prime queen, worry dinner. Other girls, no chance. All night we gon' slow dance. I don't care how we move or where we going. Long as I'm with you. All night long, yeah, baby. All night long, at least the after two. After this dance, we'll get a room and fuck you early in the afternoon.
Poppin', it's the kid Starfella from the Starfella Music Group. And you're now in the mix with Miss P. Got y'all on deck with the hottest radio station on the internet airwaves. Into Radio. Let's spin it.
Hey. Yeah, so, Miss Twinkles, Lady Twinkles, the Twinkles, Queen of Twinkles, the Sex Doctor. Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
That would be me.
Yeah, definitely. So I just wanted to just, you know, kind of just piggyback off of what you were saying about the men. What kind of questions do they come to you with? I'm just kind of curious about that because, you know, I never realized that, you know, I wouldn't have ever realized that men were like your highest clientele point.
Yes. Well, a very basic question that they come to me with is, why is she so dry? No matter what they do, she's constantly dry. And that's hormonal. You know, there's really not much we can do about that other than use some lube. But usually, you know, it's like trying to, the guys feel like they're trying to start a fire. You know, and no matter what, you can turn on a person and she's not getting moist. And that's not something that she can really help other than, you know, just using lube. So that's usually one of the basic questions. Another question may be, you know, they want to see her with someone else, but they don't want that someone else there, if you understand what I'm saying.
Right.
They want to experience looking at her probably with another person, but they don't really want another person there. So that's where the toy stuff come in. So they can actually look at her, use it, or use it on her. And that's for a lot of men a major turn on. And for her, it's ultimate pleasure. You know? Then there's, believe it or not, a lot of men, women don't think men know when they're not performing as well as they should, and they do. So a lot of them will come to me just wanting to prolong I'm not sure if I can say that, but they want to prolong their erection.
Yeah.
Their erection. And so they're not sure how to go about doing it. Some of them have tried, you know, things like the ring. They've tried a couple of things and nothing seemed to work. So that's where, let's say, it could be Max Prolong or the prolonging cream, which is stuff that I carry, that they use a little bit of it, you put it on, it slightly desensitizes you, but it does not take away your sensation. So you're getting exactly what you need, which is in order to prolong that effect, it's going to desensitize it just a little bit. But you still get to feel every nook and cranny that goes along with it.
Right.
So, you know, simple questions like that people may, that for me and for anyone else, we may think, oh, it's not as big a deal. But in relationships, for some, it can be the thing that breaks them, you know. And just like women are insecure, men are insecure about a lot of things also. You know, if they feel they're hearing their boys talking and they're like, oh, I could do this and I could do that. And yes, ladies, men talk. If you don't believe they do, you're in denial. Get over it. They do. and they get advice from each other. Or they may not go up to their friends. Like, you know, a female may go to a girlfriend and be like, girl, I need to know how to do this, or I need to know how to do that. A guy wouldn't do, may not do that with his friends. However, he'll listen, or he'll seek the advice without seeking the advice.
Right.
So with me, it makes it perfect because everyone knows I'm like the most non-judgmental person you could probably ever meet. And mm-hmm. I am brutally honest. You know, you have to, if you want me to help, if you want me to give you the advice that you're seeking, you have to be very, very honest with me. I don't take too lightly to lying because a lot mm-hmm. of times I can see through it. So if you come into me for help, you got to be honest with me. And my clients like that because they know my conversation with them stays between me and them. And that's something that I take very, very seriously. Confidentiality, no matter what, is going to stay confidential. There's no going around that. So even if I'm having a conversation, let's say with a husband and wife, whatever he doesn't want me to tell her, whatever she doesn't want me to tell them, they will never know. Not
right.
because we're having a group or a couple session means that I'm going to speak about our private moments with that other person. Not unless
mm-hmm.
they want me to do that, then I won't do it, you know. And the guys, you know, they want to try different things. They want to do things without causing any, you know, sometimes they want to get a little rough, but they want to know how to approach that. And this is where conversation is key. You know, find out what she's willing to do. You know, and ladies, if you're not willing to do something, then don't complain when someone else is going to do it for you.
Okay.
And the men are the same. Men, if you know that your woman likes something, let's say if she likes you to eat your food, but you don't want to eat it like it's your last meal, then don't complain if she finds someone else to have that dish for her. Okay? So you got to be careful how you approach your relationship. You have to make sure that in your bedroom, in your, you know, in your car, in your, wherever your situation takes you, you want to make sure that all inhibitions are left at the door. You don't want to bring that into your sexual relationships. You don't. Because the minute you start putting rules and regulations into it, somebody is going to be unhappy. And ladies,
definitely.
Chances are it may be you.
Right. I agree.
Okay.
I totally agree. We have a caller on a line, and I think this is an enigma because, you know, she's an awesome writer, and she writes what kind of poetry and things of that nature. So basically, I wanted her to give us a call in, and I'm, like, loving it that she did to, you know, read one of her poems for us tonight, Lady Twinkles. Enigma.
What's good, Miss P? Hi, Miss Twinkles. How are you?
I'm fine, dear. How are you?
I'm good. I'm late, but I'm good.
No,
apologies.
It's okay. Exactly. Exactly. We're all here. So I'm going to just kind of get your feedback on, you know, what you heard so far, Enigma.
Okay. Forgive me because I haven't. So
oh, you haven't. Okay.
Catch me
yeah,
up.
Definitely. Well, on tonight's show, Lady Twinkles is just bringing a little more spice to the bedroom and giving
Ooh.
Us helpful suggestions. And she's a connoisseur of, you know, like, conversation as far as like restabling relationships that are lacking and also, you know, sex toys.
Nice.
Right,
nice.
Exactly, right. Exciting. No.
Definitely, definitely. I believe in that. I mean, you know, me, I have a little friend for my bedroom. His name is Sugar. So, yeah, that's definitely. So I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Spice it up. Get twinkly
exactly.
in the bedroom. Do all
twinkle
that.
Twinkle and spice. Exactly. So,
yes.
All right, will you be able to read something for us tonight?
I can. I was just talking to the lady over here, she likes something a little more nice and delicate, but I was going to go a little raunchy with it.
Hey, it's no holds barred tonight. No holds barred tonight. So
right,
whatever resonates with you.
I'm gonna do tour then. I'm going to go read I Went on Tour. That sounds
okay.
Good to you, ladies?
Yay, listening.
Okay, here we go. Here, people over here for a minute so I can turn this light on and we don't get in trouble. We're driving as we're doing this. Forgive me, ladies. Forgive me.
That's okay.
Okay. This is called I Went on Tour. And Lady P, this is not in my page at all, so you haven't even been, you know, brought to see with this one. But
oh,
here we
okay.
Go. Okay. I went on tour. You see, I had to learn how to love the darkness in me, so when she summoned, I obliged her freely. I gave way to the force and sound beyond my own on an expedition as if pussy I've never known. Then she sings and I moan sweetly, tapping that ass deeply, bringing her pain and ecstasy. No longer her fantasy, I'm her pussy monster, her reality. Had to make my way to that southern belle. I call her sweet pussy baby because she rolled my tongue so well. She screams, oh, daddy, yes, take that chick. So I go hard and beat the brakes off it. Just when I'm ready to take some rest, I get her summons from the Midwest. Now you have to know she wasn't no ordinary chick. This cowgirl could really ride good dick. Rocking her hips, licking her lips, goddamn, she could do a trick. When she came, down on her knees she went. I watched her give me head till my body was bent. Did I mention I went on tour, a tour called Pussy Galore, and I loved them all from coast to coast. But I have to say I love my East Coast chicks the most. Yes, you, and you too, boo. Sassy, come fuck me, East Coast chicks. Damn, I would just love the freaking you. Get tuned for my tour. Nope, it ain't through. The pussy monster's coming to a city near you.
Yeah. I love it.
Nice.
No, I do. I swear. My face is hurting from cheesing, and I don't know.
I
didn't even realize that could even happen.
Me too. That's nice. That is very nice. You can actually feel that, you know, the shaking. You can actually feel the person shaking, the touch, everything. That was nice.
Right.
Thank you.
I'm like, whoa, the pee monster. I'm definitely into that right there, the pee monster. I want to meet him or her or whoever that is. Like, definitely. That was awesome.
There's a pussy monster for everybody. Doesn't matter who it is. I mean, it could be a man. It could be a woman in my case, of, you know, the woman thing. But in other scenarios, it's definitely, you know, there's a man that can tackle that. Oh, definitely.
Okay. Oh, it's a vibrator that can tackle it too. So, you know, whatever, wherever your heart is at, go for it.
Having a love affair with the Energizer Bunny. I am not mad at you for getting it in with, you know, you and the pink monster right there. Do
okay,
you,
exactly.
Do you. It's
definitely.
Good. However you
definitely.
Get it, just make sure you get it.
That's right.
Yes.
I
and
love that.
If you're not
going
to do it and do it right and get it all the way, then don't waste your time. Have some V8.
Exactly. So, Enigma,
right.
Tell people where they can find you so they can read more of your creativity and awesomeness.
Oh, thank you. You can find me on Facebook. It's Chris, K-R-I-S, space, Poetic Enigma on Facebook. And that's where I am. And feel free to come in, go through my notes, read the stuff I have, and drop me a line. See, you know, if you have some writing or you want to collaborate or you just want some inspiration, hit me up, you know, or you can email me directly, chrispoeticenigma37@yahoo.com. I always respond.
Definitely. Thank you so much. I mean, in the midst of, like, doing whatever you're doing, you know, I'm telling you, I'm about to, like, hug you up and don't let go. It's anytime I reach out to this woman, she's always there, and there's no words for that. So I thank you, I adore you, and I appreciate you for calling in and, you know, getting me all hot and bothered with that poem. Thank you, Enigma.
Love, anytime.
I will definitely
be
getting you up.
Okay, definitely. Please do. And anytime you need me, I'm on it. So just anytime, Lady P.
Thank you
okay,
so
thanks.
Much, Enigma. You have a good night.
You too. You too, love.
Bye-bye. Yeah, Lady Twinkle. So what did you think of that poem? I thought it was beautiful. I mean, sexy, erotic. It was like, yeah.
If you didn't know that she was speaking about another woman, you would think it was a guy who wrote the poem. Which, as
right.
you said, it's for anybody. And that's what I like about her poetry. It actually, you can, when people don't realize that when you listen to poetry, it's supposed to do something to you.
Mm-hmm.
And if it could make you, you know, tinkle a little bit, if it could
right.
make you, if you could get that twinkle in your eye a little bit, it's going to stop. And definitely.
Exactly. Okay, because can I say I just had to sip my water like, whoa, like what's happening? This is why I wanted this, you know, like this is why I wanted her to call in, because she always comes on and has something sizzling. So, again, for those that don't know Enigma and are connected to me on the Intune Show page on Facebook, I will post it on my page now so you guys can find her. She has some awesome, awesome writing, some good stuff there. So if you don't know, now you know. So, Lady Twinkle, the show is winding down, and I just want to know that, you know, whatever you want to plug out there and let people know about you as far as how they, you know, can contact you on social networks and things of that nature, if they need advice or they need to, you know, purchase a goodie item, please feel free to put that out there now.
Okay, great. Definitely. You can actually hit me up on Twitter. It's at Lady Twinkle 69. Don't forget the 69. So it's Lady Twinkles at 69 on Twitter. You can actually also hit me up on Facebook. It's Natty, Natty, space Lady Twinkles. Or you can use Twinkles at alittlemorespice.com. So it's all one word, and I'm trying to bring spice back, so always remember that, and it should be easy. So it's Twinkles at alittlemorespice.com. You can also check out my website, which is alittlemorespice.com. We're currently doing some new things to it, so you can place orders and stuff on there. However, you will be charged for shipping and stuff if you do it through the website. However, feel free to contact me directly. We can talk, we can tweet, we can, you know, text. You can reach me at 347-512-8123. And once you link up with me on Facebook and Twitter, you'll be able to have access to my other contact information, like my phone number. I am available usually when I'm not using every day of the year to my benefit. I'm available for shows, for consultations, couples, singles, groups, you name it, I do it.
Definitely. And definitely, you know, you see how she presents herself. I'm definitely going to look into throwing a party myself just because I like the presentation of it all. You know,
thank you.
And I don't
discriminate. I do parties for both men and women. We do either all female parties and then we do co-ed parties. So I strongly believe in bringing the men in so that they get some of the knowledge also and answer some of the questions that they have. So we can do it. It all depends on what you want to do, when you want to do it. And I am planning on hosting a couple of big shows in New York within the next couple of months. So I'll keep everyone informed. But make sure that you sign in with me on Facebook or Twitter in order to get and keep updated with that information.
Definitely. And once again, for those that were so scared, you know, we had a lot of people in the chat room. No one said anything tonight. Everybody was just listening in. And that's not always a bad thing, because sometimes when we have a lot of callers on the show, it kind of distorts the topic and the,
right.
you know, of the show, because there's so many people calling in and you don't really stick to the topic. So I'm glad in the sense that tonight was a free flowing show, whereas the important things that you were relaying to the public that they can really sit down after this link is archived and kind of gain some insight, some real insight, instead of it being every 5 minutes me answering a call and someone saying something and kind of chopping it all into pieces and then people losing the main idea. So, again, for those that are now in love with Lady Twinkles, as I am, I just posted her link on my Facebook page. Look her up. Look her up. Definitely a good look, definitely driven, definitely knowledgeable about product, and definitely just easy on the eyes, good to look at. So, you know.
Thank you. You're making
like,
me
hit her up for, right, hit her up for every reason. So you can have something to look at, so you can gain knowledge, and plus you can buy toys, okay? It's a combination platter.
Well-rounded, so thank you for that. Thank you very much. Now, I haven't had an intro like that in a long, long time, so thank you.
You're very, very welcome. And thank you for taking the time to tune in to the Intune Show tonight and share your creativity, your knowledge, and your skills with, you know, our listeners. And anytime you have anything that's going on and you just want to come on and, you know, put it out there, then just let me know and we're going to make that happen. Because from today forward, you are a part of the Intune family, so always feel free to just let us know what we could do for you.
Okay, great. Thank you so very much. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thank
and
you so very much.
Don't forget, add a little more spice all the time.
All the time. Not just sometimes.
All the time.
All the time. You have a good night, Lady Twinkles.
Thank you, and have a good night, everyone.
Good night. Bye. Yay, so that was Lady Twinkles. I just want to give a big warm hug to everyone who tuned into the Intune Show for the first time and for everyone who tuned in to listen and support Lady Twinkles and, you know, Eat Nidma as usual. And to Lady Twinkles' sister, you know, for showing love tonight. I have a couple more tracks that I want to play before I get out of here. I promised I was going to play, so that has to go down. This one is called Fresh New to New Step. Dope New Swag by Roscoe. Here we go.
Shiny time. We in here. Roscoe Fettuccine. Yes, sir. Say. You know I got my swag turned all the way up on this one right here, right? 1,000. Say. Told you boys I was going to the next level, man. Guess y'all weren't trying to hear that though, huh? Nah, they wasn't. Okay, okay. I got something that your other dudes only wish you had. That's a fresh new two-step and dope new swag. No need for all the hating, talking down and getting mad. I got a fresh new two-step and dope new swag. See, I'm the kind of dude that your chick wish she had. With a fresh new two-step and dope new swag. Getting money all day cause I love to count cash. I got a fresh new two-step and dope new swag. I got a fresh new two-step and dope new swag. 100 grand in a rubber band, fresh about the bag. Got a belt around my waist, but my pants still sag. Fall through the mall cause I love to pop tag. I'm buying out stores like Tricks by Whores. Prada, Louis, Gucci and Dior. It's money I adore. Now need I say more? On the green like Tiger Woods, so I'm steady yelling for. I'm a franchise player like the homie Derek Jeter, son. Plus I got a tip on meaner than Adrian Peterson. Haters wanna start some, trust me I don't need a gun. After I hit your homeboy, bet you gon' proceed to run. I gon' get ghost, boy, just like I expect you to. Roscoe Fettuccine, I'm the one man wrecking crew. You know I make hits like the homeboy Elvis.
And they still hating on you.
Yo, well, tell me what else I got new. Something that your other dudes only wish you had. That's a fresh new two-step and dope new swag. No need for all that hating, talking down and getting mad. I got a fresh new two-step and dope new swag. See, I'm the kind of dude that your chick wish she had. With a fresh new two-step and dope new swag. Getting money all day cause I love to count cash. I got a fresh new two-step and dope new swag. Now let's just keep it pimping. Ain't no need for all that attitude. My swagger through the roof, dude. You should show some gratitude. You know I get that paper from both lunches to the latitude. All different angles of the game. Don't even matter, dude. So fly, take a flight and start to sort a different attitude. It's over for your fake rappers. So quit with all that chatter, dude. Say what you like, but don't get too close or you get battered, dude. High velocity mind frame. I'm on a different aptitude. A whole nother level. That's too hard for y'all to comprehend. Same place the trouble starts, probably where you're confident. I'm like a 5-star heel. You dudes are just confident. Low self-esteem, no confidence. You dudes are so incompetent. All the negative compliments are really so unnecessary. I'ma be the same G till the day my flesh is buried. Haters trying to stop my shine? Nah, I ain't never worried. If you're trying to catch me, homie, I suggest you fell a dairy. I got something that your other dudes only wish you had. That's a fresh new two-step and dope new swag. No need for all that hating, talking down and getting mad. I got a fresh new two-step and dope new swag. See, I'm the kind of dude that your chick wish you had. With a fresh new two-step and dope new swag. Getting money all day cause I love to count cash. I got a fresh new two-step and dope new swag.
find me in St. Louis. This be your boy, Her Mystery. You're now in tuned to the In Tune Show with your girl, Sexy Miss P.
VA, stand up. VA, stand up. VA, stand up.
Okay. Let's go get him.
Last year was so horrible, but life goes on. Trying to weather through the storm with no wife to storm. Mama crying for a baby, thinking he might be gone. Came back stronger than ever with a smash never sold. Like Mega Evans, cause I'm under the watch, and that I'm in the spotlight, they just waiting for the perfect shot. That's why I vibe and weed on every album drop. I keep my words concrete like a parking lot, cause haters wanna see if you really dump or not, and ladies wanna see if you really getting guap. I never been the type to eyeball a dude. When I'm in the club, I'm trying to cut, so call me Ice Cube. I want that barbershop money, are we there yet, money? A couple so-called beats still cutting your neck, so hip-hop still here. I know this about to sound weird, but they call this a fad, and I want to hear him after 30 years, smile.
About to freaking choke. I'm so sorry, guys. You know, so that was definitely a good, that was Smile, and I'm really digging that one. I will be putting that into rotation. And the one before that, you know, it was just as hot as that one that we just played. And I'm just loving all these submissions that we're getting. That one was so fresh That was Fresh New Two-Step Dope New Swag by Roscoe, the first one that I played. So you guys have to excuse me, you know, with the pronunciations of things and such of that nature, because when things are abbreviated, it's kind of hard for me. Call me a Riri, but that's just the way it is. So the last and final song that I'm going to play for tonight is now Bring Him Out by the Fatetti Gang. So let's listen in and see what they're talking about.
Hey, shiny time. Okay, okay. Say, let's break it up. Hey. Now we gon' leave with it, and we gon' rock, we gon' rock. Turn up the volume, take it up for now, up for now. Put it down for the block, for the block. Rippin' hard for my squad, now bring them out, bring them out. Now we gon' leave with it, and we gon' rock, we gon' rock. Turn up the volume, take it up for now, up for now. Put it down for the block, for the block. Rippin' hard for my squad, now bring them out, bring them out.
Okay, the pros battle up, I'm finna shift the cheddar up. Just cause I'm plotting numbers, that don't mean I won't get booked. Into the club, like them boys from Triple C. Got them haters popping, look, they know we heavy in the mix. Plus the D-Bo rap her ass off, like an aircraft from a blast off. Got the pedal to the metal and I put to the gas. I'm a city, go to pass, my mask off. Put a mask off, doing a buck 50. Moving swiftly, I buzz swiftly. You suck like Chuck, better find a look. So I think you better dug me. See, S.E.E. gon' roll with me. Who can be a gimme with God with me? Plus the lean no guard in me. Holding down every boy that's ball flipping. And if them haters start tripping, make the clips start ripping, had a car sipping. Hit a nigga so hard, like, oh my God, he be leaning like he bought
it. And we gon' rock, we gon' rock. Turn up the volume, take it up for now, up for now. Put it down for the block, for the block. Rippin' hard for my squad, now bring them out, bring them out. Now we gon' leave with it, and we gon' rock, we gon' rock. Turn up the volume, take it up for now, up for now. Put it down for the block, for the block. Rippin' hard for my squad, now bring them out, bring them out.
I'll bring them out like D.I. Throw them on the knee high. They call me Big Papa like I'm B.I. G, shiny time, yeah, you know we fly. It's a takeover, cause we soldiers like G.I. Dope boy for show, you already know. It's a little dope boy, rockin' my shit flow like a pro boy. Taking up one time, yeah, go boy. Tell them no boy, shot bright when I write, just like a light I glow boy. Now here's your chance to watch me dance and break them off for show boy.
We gon' rock, turn up the volume, take it up for now, up for now. Put it down for the block, for the block. Rippin' hard for my squad, now bring them out, bring them out. Now we gon' leave with it, and we gon' rock, we gon' rock. Turn up the volume, take it up for now, up for now. Put it down for the block, for the block. Rippin' hard for my squad, now bring them out, bring them out. Oh yeah, I feel like Superman, you know I'm on that Clark Kent. I do this for the hustle, this trapping out they apartment. Rhyme dirty like 2GK with the dog team. Got the burp stuffed in they glove compartment. Rep from the squad, go hard for the block. Chunk it up one time for the block. Shout the time, see Morgan Street, they can't compete. That game on lock, I'm always in hash mode. And just to make that cash fall, like Drake from APN, oh yeah. I'm a straight up asshole. No flippin', if you're trippin', no glass bowl. Listen on facts that I smash bowl. So in it with my mad flow, since they really what they mad for. Like a modern day Fidel Castro, I put you in the bad bro. I'm a five star representer like I play for the Mastro. Now we gon' lean with it, and we gon' rock, we gon' rock. Turn up the volume, take it up for now, up for now. Put it down for the block, for the block. Rippin' hard for my squad, now bring them out, bring them out. Now we gon' lean with it, and we gon' rock, we gon' rock. Turn up the volume, take it up for now, up for now. Put it down for the block, for the block. Rippin' hard for my squad, now bring them out, bring them out.
Yay. So I just want to just show love to everybody that submitted song submissions today. Thank you so much. Keep them coming. Keep them coming. Try to clean them up a little bit, you know, with the cussing and, you know, a little bit of the raunchy stuff in it. You know, I did ask for clean tracks, but it's all good due to the content of the show tonight. So I just want to thank everybody for tuning into the Intune Show, always showing love to Miss P and my projects, always, you know, on the grind, if you, just doing a damn thing, and I love you guys for it, for just being absolutely amazing at everything that you do and the reason why I do what I do. So until Friday, guys, when I have Black Mass on the show, and he's part of the routine and things of that nature. Stay in tune. Stay in tune with the Intune Show. Stay in tune with Miss P. And if it's your first time tuning in, I hope it won't be your last. You guys have a good night, and I'll talk to you guys on Friday.